Opinions are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
And welcome to the Health and Wealth Show. Now, remember, everything's different with everybody. Everybody's finances are different. But, folks, if you want to hold on to your money, you got the man here tonight that will tell you how to do that, David Ernest. Rusty is off tonight. And before we start, I want to have everybody think about Chris Cleghorn and the tragedy that they suffered. I love Chris, and everybody needs to pray for Chris and pray for his family. And I just found out about it, and I'm still a little in shock. But let's just pray God takes care of Chris and his family. But welcome to Health and Wealth. My name's Terry Adams. Of course, David Ernest is in the studio with us. And David, your assistant is here as well.
Leah,
yes, Miss Leah. So
we call her Princess Leah.
Princess Leah. Cool. Okay. And where would you like to start, sir?
Well, we just start at the top.
That's a great, always a good idea.
That's a good place. Tonight, we're going to be talking about working with your advisor, working with your consultant.
We all should have one, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You should have a consultant. You know, I'm a financial consultant. Today, we're going to discuss the benefits that a company working with an advisor. Now, throughout all my years in the financial services business, I found that people everywhere, even those in the industry, have similar questions and concerns about working with advisors. You know, some people are timid. Mm-hmm. Some people are not so timid. Mm-hmm. Some people want to do their own thing, and, you know, that's like being your own doctor sometimes. And, you know, it's just different. But one of the things I'm here to tell you is that it's not embarrassing. It's not bad.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
No, you're good. Go ahead.
Okay. It's not bad
to ask for. There we go. To ask for an advisor. You know. So it's very important that you know you know the process that you should be going through to reach financial independence, financial freedom, and, of course, to make sure that you're not robbed blind by the government with this thing they call taxes. Because taxes, they're very taxing. They can really take away from what you worked for, you know, on those rainy days that you were working.
Sure.
And then when the rainy days come along that you need it, you don't have a boat to float. So we're going to talk about some of those things tonight. And Leah's going to join in, and you can ask questions. And anyone that wants to call and ask a question.
272-9228.
272-9228.
Yes.
I know it's a little different without Rusty, but we're a little rusty without Rusty.
Well, it's a little less formality because he's so talented.
He is.
I know it. Yeah, Rusty had to go to Birmingham because his wife's having a procedure tomorrow. And I think everything's going to be fine.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, and while he was up there, he's been talking to Chris Cleghorn and keeping up with them and everything. And like I said, it's a sad thing that's happened. We're trying to put together, and the way I understand it, there's already crowdfunding.
There's
thing.
A GoFundMe on Facebook.
GoFundMe. Yeah.
And if you'd like to donate, I'm sure that they would greatly appreciate that, guys. They really need it. They do have, you know, five other kids and just can't be at home right now.
I think they have six kids.
Six.
Though. Total of seven.
I think so.
Okay,
six.
So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. So yeah. Even more than I'd originally thought.
Yeah,
And
Chris is just a good guy.
He is a really good guy.
I mean, fantastic and a great husband, father, mm-hmm. everything.
He's paid his dues to the country.
He has.
Yeah, absolutely has.
Yeah,
you know, Friday, we did a veterans event.
How'd that go, Dave?
It went really good.
Amazing.
It was amazing. It's going to be a television show.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to make it into a television show. We took a lot of video, and Chris was there to help us, and so was young Elvis there to help us. And Leah was there.
I was there.
Yeah, Leah had a good time.
We got to meet a lot of wonderful people, a lot of wonderful veterans that have done some really great things for this country, guys.
And, you know, veterans deserve the most, Amen. You know. They really do.
They really have. They've walked the walk, not just talked the talk. They've
Absolutely. My grandfather was a World War I veteran. My dad was a Korean veteran. Wow. And, of course, I've had lots of family. I had uncles and that were in World War II. My father-in-law was in the Navy in World War II. They all saw, all of them saw action, and there's a lot of stories involved. You know, we really wanted to have a call-in sometime where someone can, some folks might could tell some of the stories,
yeah.
You know, war stories and things like that. And I've got a bunch of them that my father-in-law told me before he died. And I've got stories that my grandfather told me about World War I before he died. So, you know, those are the things that are important, the memories.
Amen.
The memories.
Amen.
But the important thing for us that are still left here on Earth is taking care of us and our families.
Amen.
Right.
That is the most important thing. You know, we're not all going to be like professional athletes and get extremely wealthy, but even they do the wrong things with their money.
Yes.
Believe it or not, even they don't stay rich a lot of times
exactly.
or well off.
Well, David, what are some of the benefits of working with an advisor versus doing it yourself?
Well, you know, think of professional athletes. Mm-hmm. You know, they have to have a coach.
Right.
You know,
that's right.
Just because they've got the body and the brain to you know, do all these plays and things, there has to be someone who brings it all together. And that person, like, you know, some of the best coaches out there, they've had experience for a long time about how to bring the game together, make it mm-hmm. smooth, not be so jerky, don't get tackled at the wrong place by doing something silly and stupid.
Well, you know, David, the ones that last mm-hmm. are the ones that are smart enough to override their ego and that's realize true. They don't know everything. So they have coaches that they're still learning every time they play.
Exactly.
It's not that they learned in high school and college and that's mm-hmm. all they need. They constantly learn. So you
constantly.
Need to have someone doing that with your finances so you'll have money.
Exactly. And one of the things that really concerns me about finances and different philosophies about finances mm-hmm. and things, of course, you know, I'm an asset preservationist, so I'm the careful guy. And it's sort of like, you know, some people want to jump on the race car, the motorcycles, and, you know, or get on the rockets and go to the moon. And I'm not against any of that stuff. Mm-hmm. It's all to each his own. But, you know, you get a little nervous when you see your kids doing it. You get a little nervous when you see your grandchildren doing this crazy, wild stuff. Well, I get a little nervous when I see other folks out there saying, no, just let me just take a little bit longer. And I'm coming to you, David. I'm coming to you, David. But I think the stock market's just going to keep on going up. And I'm sitting there and I say, well, you do know that every time the stock market corrected violently, it was a violent way. In other words, it happened so fast, your head could spin. What you do is what, you know, sort of like the being on crack of gamblers. You know why I'm calling it that. Essentially, you know, they're gambling,
right.
And they do not want to stop because they're on a roll. I get it. Right. But somewhere they bet too much, they hedge too much, and guess what happens to that roll? It rolls out the door. Now, I'm going to change the rules a little bit about how we gamble. Let me make some new rules, and you tell me if you like this. Everybody knows how to play blackjack, right?
Sure, 21.
Let's change the rules a little bit. Let's review the rules first, the real rules. The real rules go like this. If you go past 21, you bust, okay. and the dealer wins. Mm-hmm. If you tie, the dealer wins.
Right.
Right. And every time you lose, you got to pay the dealer dearly, right?
Okay. Yeah.
In other words, everything is on the table, you lose it. Okay, on that bet. But how would you like it this way? What if we change it this way? Every time you lose, you don't have to pay the dealer. And every time you win, you get 50 to 70% of the winnings. How long are you going to play?
Wow. Wow.
That's how we play with the stock market.
Right.
Every time it goes up, we get 50 to 70%. And occasionally, we get even more than the market itself. It depends on the options that we're using in the market. Wow. But every time it goes down, we never have to pay any of our principal, none of the money we already have, to the dealer. We get to keep it. Now, how strong is that when it comes to risk? Not that strong. It's very strong, but it's not very risky, you see?
Right, no risk.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to say is, if you're real excited about the market, let's be excited about the market. Let's continue using the market. Let's keep making lots of money in the market. But let's tone it down to 50 to 70% on average if we're older and not worry about losing the tail end. In other words, if the next 10 years of your life are extremely important, don't lose those years. Okay. Now, if you're young and you want to keep riding that motorcycle fast, and Terry knows what I'm talking about because we all been there.
Oh, yeah.
Fine, because you're tough. You know, if you get slung in a ditch, you can get out. Unless you're that coach up there in, Arkansas?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Be careful who you got on the back of your motorcycle.
Make sure that you get your story straight.
Uh-huh.
But you won't be the coach anymore.
No.
So, anyway, you know, security is very important for me and my clients, especially as we age. That's why I'm an asset preservationist, and I believe in securing, but I do believe in procuring, in other words, growing the money. Okay, you got any more questions?
Well, what age would you recommend starting to do this, like, or your product specifically, or is there an age?
Very good question. Most of the time, when our clients are really, really young,
we
do have some programs that are set up for them, and we can do those, but...
Are they expensive?
No, they're not. But the thing, they're cheap. Matter of fact, you need to do some things with us if you're young, regardless of your choices. Mm-hmm. And we're going to talk about self-completion of your retirement. In other words, if you've got a 401k and they're matching, you know, what you put in up to 4%, 5%, 6%, you need to take every penny of that because that's free money. Free money. In other words, you put in a dollar and they put in a dollar up to 3% of your salary or even all the way up to 6% of your salary. That's 100% return on every dollar you put in.
Yeah.
Don't turn it down.
Sure.
It's the best thing out there. But there's other things that are not available for the young folks, and that is guaranteed time. As we get older, we got a call.
We have a call.
All right.
Let's take it. Hey, you are on the air.
Hey, what's going on?
Hi. How you doing?
Hey,
is this Rusty?
It is.
Hey, Rusty.
How you doing, Rusty?
Hey, what's going on, son?
We were talking about you a little earlier. Were your ears burning?
Yeah, they caught fire and I had to leave the building.
Uh-oh. Yeah, no smoking in the hospital.
No smoking at all. Somebody here wants to talk to y'all. Hang on a minute.
Okay. All righty.
This is Bernie Sanders. I won, damn it. I won.
Hey, what are you doing hanging out with that guy?
He just showed up. He looked homeless. I was trying to help him out.
He does look homeless.
He does. He looks like, you know, like he had his finger in a wall socket the way that hair sticks up.
He needs to hang out with some... Well, I'm glad he's hanging out with you, Rusty, because the people he's been hanging out with, they're pretty bad.
I tell you what, they're getting worse. Now they're trying to get Trump for failure to close lid before striking.
Yeah,
there's always something.
They're just always after something. How you guys doing? Everything good? Is that Leah I hear there with you?
Yeah, Princess Leah here.
All right. Yeah, I'm glad you're doing better.
I know, I'm back.
She's back. Yeah,
well, and I am sitting out front of Logan's in Birmingham.
Ooh.
About to have something to eat. I was going to call you from the men's room. But
like echoes, Rusty. And water sounds.
They had the music so loud it sounded like a disco, and for some reason it smelled like an opium den in there. I don't know what was going on.
What are the chances?
So,
are you going to eat some peanuts?
Peanuts, incense, or something. I don't know what was going on. But I just called up to say hey and check on you and see how things are going. Did you find your show open all right? Did that work?
No, I didn't find the show open at all. You're going to have to tell me where it is. So we kind of...
Really?
Yeah, we kind of...
We can play it after the fact if you tell them where it's at.
That's up to y'all. I just had it on that YouTube site. And I'm sure y'all got the show open without it. Okay.
So it's on YouTube. It's on Health and Wealth's YouTube channel.
This is public. Anybody can find it. It's Health and Wealth at 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you go there, and it should. There's several of them on there, but this one is clearly marked. It says Terry Adams, Twilight Zone.
This is on YouTube, right?
So you should be able. Yeah, on YouTube. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No problem.
Now, everything else going good?
Yeah.
Everything's going really, really good. We've had a really good day today. It's been real busy. Been very busy.
Uh-huh.
I'm glad to have Princess Leah back.
Oh yeah.
I'm glad to be back.
She brings a lot to the table right there.
Yeah, you do.
But I'll be back Monday. I might check in with y'all tomorrow night, depending on how everything's going on. But
I've got a special treat on Monday. If he calls in, a comedian kind of guy is going to call in that used to live next door to Clower, Jerry Clower.
Oh,
well, he's got to be funny then.
Yeah, he's funny.
Probably tells a bunch of living next door to Jerry Clower stories.
Lots of stories.
Right, y'all hang in there, and I know everything's going great. Y'all all got it covered up and got Princess Leah there, and everything's going to be fine.
Everything is going to be fine. Thank you. Thank you very much for calling.
All right, y'all batten down the hatches because it's supposed to rain.
Yeah, be careful with those peanut holes. They get slippery up there.
Yeah, I'm going to start, just putting them down and do a sand dance on the floor here for maybe they'll throw nickels.
Just video it, okay?
All right. Y'all have a good one.
See you too. Bye, thank you, Rusty.
Hope he videos it.
Well, getting back to, that was a good call. That was good. I'm glad to call. You know, getting back to, what the reasons and things that I do and as a coach and everything, a financial retirement guidance and everything. You know, each person is different.
Yeah.
So, but we were talking about young people. Young people are different. We had a show the other day about millennials and foundations, they were called. You know that you're actually a foundation? I think. No, you're too old for a foundation. Foundations, I don't know, you might not.
I'm not a millennial, actually.
Well, then you're a foundation.
Yeah, I found that.
That's
found that
a generation Z or whatever.
I think I'm like
a
gen. I don't remember what.
Whatever. But anyway, and I don't remember why they call them foundations, but I guess we could look it up. But anyway, they're different, and the millennials are different too. They've got more time than us here, folks that've been around for a while. So everything has to be designed, executed, planned differently. Because everybody's different. And if you're in a different generation, a different age bracket, you can do things differently,
right.
You know?
True.
But one of the things that I would call it the reverse of the coin, older folks have had enough time that they should have built up some money, sort of like a fine wine in time, it's gotten better. Younger folks, they have more time. But what if something happened to their time when they were younger? And I'm not talking about them necessarily dying, but becoming incapacitated with some kind of problem,
It's happening more and more.
It happens all the time. What most people don't do and what most people don't understand is that there's insurance plans that are cheap, 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 cheap that will keep you from being like slaughtered sheep, sheep, sheep. In other words, you if something happens to you, you don't get slaughtered.
Right.
You get lifted up. You get lifted up by the rod. You get taken care of. You don't drown because the chronic benefits, the disability benefits, they kick in and they pay your retirement for you. Who else is going to pay for your retirement if there's not something standing there to do it? And the beauty of these things is they're so cheap internally that when you put money into it, yes, they're life insurance policies, yes, they're disability policies, but they're wrapped. And essentially, this is a good mechanism to do along with your 401k young folks, because when you get old and gray like me.
And me.
you have millions of dollars built up that you can use in addition to your 401k. And guess what? Tax-free. Tax-free.
Wow.
That's where you want to be.
Yeah.
Tax-free. You know why? Because that is what's going to hit you between the eyes if you don't do it. How do you think Bernie Sanders, and I'm sorry if you want to vote for him, please forgive me, but he's a socialist.
Yeah, I'm sorry if you want to vote for him, too.
Yeah, I'm real sorry for you because he's not going to make, you know, everything tax-free. No. He's going to try to disagree with tax-free. Mm-hmm. And so will the wild Indian person up there.
Pocahontas.
And I love Indians. Matter of fact, my friend is going to be calling in is a full-blooded Cherokee Indian. I love those guys. And they need to be treated much better than they've been treated, and they need to be shown much more respect than they've been shown, than being associated with that Elizabeth Warren character up there, who don't even probably have an ounce of blood in her.
Very little.
Of any kind of Native American. So anyway, tax-free is where you want to be. And because of the complexities that are going to happen in taxes in the future, and they're coming, look at what's ahead. If you don't believe me, look how close we are right now to the socialists taking over. We can talk about that for a little bit. You want to say a little bit about that, Terry? Because you're the one that knows a lot about that. And it's not a conspiracy. It's the truth.
No, it is the truth. You know, it used to be 20 years ago, people like me, William Cooper, a lot of the other people out there who were looking into this, were trying to warn us about all this. You know, there's treasonous activity. There's traitors in our midst. There's socialist communists. You know, they're everywhere, and everybody else a conspiracy theory. Well, now they don't even bother to hide it. Now you've got Bernie Sanders campaigning on essentially the Communist Manifesto. They're all doing
Literally.
It. They are trying to take over our country, and what scares me, you know, evil people will do evil things. They always have. They always will.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is, in this country, we've always had a mechanism, because this is an of, by, and for the people government. It's not a democracy. It's a democratic republic.
Right.
We've always had the mechanisms in place to stop these people. Well, suddenly, they're not being stopped. And that's what scares me, is they're actually campaigning to take over the country.
Yeah.
And it used to be they wouldn't say anything in public because they were hiding themselves. Now they don't bother even hiding. It's out in plain sight.
It's obvious. I mean, when they say we want socialism,
yeah,
and it's almost like saying we want communism,
and nothing's being done,
and people are going to say shame on you. I fought in a war to keep this stuff away from us, and now you're bringing it to the table.
Bringing it to our country.
Yeah, it's
what's happening.
I don't know.
And people are listening to this stuff, and they're eating. You know, all of that.
Well, part of it, David.
Drinking the Kool-Aid.
The young people, they look at how the government is being run right now, and they say, well, we don't want capitalism. If this is how it works, well, this isn't real capitalism.
No.
This is crony capitalism. This is a corporatocracy. This is not how America used to run and how it's supposed to run. So they're not getting the real picture of capitalism, in my opinion. So they're looking for other sources. And, of course, you've got college professors that are teaching socialism.
Oh, yeah.
So they're sliding right in there.
I know. And I've got some friends that are college professors, and I love them to death, but,
they're wrong.
Yeah, they're wrong. But, you know, I had a friend tell me one time a long time ago, if you really want to see why something's going on and why something's the way it is, follow the money.
Always follow the money.
Always follow the money. It's going to tell you where all the honey is.
True.
If you want to follow the money, you want to follow the honey, follow the honeybees with the honey.
Look at Soros. Look at Soros. He's funding all these so-called instantaneous protests. They're nothing of the sort. The signs are pre-made. He's throwing millions and millions of dollars at it. We have people actively trying to overthrow our government, and our government isn't doing anything to stop them. That's what scares me.
It's a scary thing.
Scary.
But getting back to why you should protect yourself from these scary things we're talking about, the biggest reason you need to be doing that is because you need to protect yourself from market crashes.
Mm-hmm.
You need to protect if you're older. If you're younger, you need to protect yourself from tax increases. And later on, market crashes, okay? Mm-hmm. Our markets are very sporadic. They would go up and down dramatically. Right now, we're at the potential pinnacle of the biggest market increase, the biggest bubble, the biggest hot air balloon that's ever been built in the history of time when it comes to markets.
So there's only one direction it can go.
Right.
Yes, it can continue going up a little bit, but somewhere along the line, it's going to have to spew out. So what happens when that happens? Does it just spew or does it explode like it did in 2008? We don't know. What we don't want it to do is what it did in 1929 and just suck out everything, the life out of all of us, and then we're done, okay, for about 20, 30 years, and everything that you thought you had is gone.
Yep.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Look what happened to them in Jonesboro. They drank Kool-Aid, and what happened to them?
It's cyanide in it, and they died.
They all died. Don't let your retirement funds die, friends. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Don't drink retirement planning Kool-Aid, okay? Now, if you're really big into doing everything yourself, that's okay, as long as you know what you're doing.
Know your limitations.
Know your limitations. It's okay to be taking risks. Risk is a good thing if you know what you're doing to some extent. But if you don't know what you're doing, I mean, like, if you get in your car and you drive even safely and you have no car insurance, do you know what you're doing? Seriously. If you have a house and it's worth anything, really, and you have no insurance for fire, do you know what you're doing? So, my friend, I ask you, if you don't insure your retirement, do you know what you're doing? What's the difference?
Good question. We have another call. Hey, caller, you're on the air. Caller? Caller, you're on the air. Hello? Hello? Hey, I hear you. Can you hear me? Guess not.
Okay.
Well, David, going back to that, like, when is the right time for someone to start working with an advisor?
As soon as they get out of diapers, I guess.
Yeah.
As soon as you've got the questions to ask and you know what to ask, it's time. I've had people that are so young, you would be amazed how young they were. And they started asking questions. And, of course, some of those guys now are multi-millionaires right now.
Well,
yeah. Wow.
It's too important not to ask.
Yeah, well, then that's true. And Google doesn't know everything. You know, everything is, like, tailored to yourself. You know, like, everything. So you need to fine-tune it.
Mm-hmm.
And
that
is definitely what you do.
And I've had folks that came in with me. They were young. And something happened to them physically, and they're still millionaires, but they didn't work another day.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So, you know, it's just the way it works. You might become disabled. You might get sick. You might hit the mother lode. You know, you don't know what your future is going to be.
True.
We don't know. We're not promised any time on this earth of any type of abilities. Our disabilities, we're only here for a moment in time. What's important is what you do with the time that you do have.
Amen. Folks, 272-9228 is the number here in the Bluedale building. Call this man. He can protect your money. He's an asset preservist. How do you say that?
Preservationist.
Thank you.
Yes,
that's what
welcome.
He is. That's what he is. Give us a call, 272-9228.
Well, and David, how much money do you need to even come see you?
A lot less than most. I'm glad you asked that question, Leah, because one of the things that I've been having a really big problem with these liberals, and I'm calling them liberals, I do not turn anyone away at all. If you come to my door and you need help, I'm going to give you all the advice I can for free. If you have a little bit of money and you want to invest it, and it's something that needs to be done, but we're going to have to build from the foundation up. You don't start building your rooms without having a foundation.
True.
So we've got to start with the foundation. So we start with that, and then we keep adding layers upon it. But the first person who could come to me, if you've got $50 a month, I can do something. If you've got $100 a month, I can do more. And most of the time, if you're a person that's younger and you have a family, that's going to be a term insurance policy. That's exactly what it's going to be. But if you don't have a family and you're a younger person, it's probably going to be an overfunded life, and may advise you to take a 401k at your where you work and let them match. Mm-hmm. Okay, then we're going to build from there. On this term policy on this overfunded life are going to be chronic and disability benefits that cost you almost nothing, so that if you get sick, you get all these hundreds of thousands or maybe even millions of dollars tax-free.
Wow.
Fast. Okay, but if you get old and gray, which hopefully you achieve that, then there's going to be millions of dollars there that you can use tax-free and not worry about Bernie. Did that rhyme?
Go.
Bernie.
There you go.
Bernie burning down your retirement.
He'll do it.
He will do it. That's right. You want that to stay out of the avenue of being counted on the, what they call the bottom line.
Bottom line.
It's just like fine wine. It stays in time.
Yeah. 272-9228, folks. Give us a call and talk to this man. He'll save your assets.
That's right.
That's what he does.
That's what I like to do. Now, you can call my office at 279-7431 if you want to talk to me, you know, without being on the radio, or if you got a special question or something. I'd be glad to help you in any questions. There's no silly questions. Any question's an important question if it's bugging you.
This is very important.
And it costs you nothing to call me. 279-7431. Leah, did you have any more questions?
Yeah, I can think of some.
Yeah,
Come back to me.
Lynn and I, our 401k has just come up for renewal at where we have it, and we want to pull it out and let you handle it.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Yeah, wonderful.
I mean, it's not a ton of money. Don't get me wrong.
It's okay. Yeah, well, thank you. Well, you're going to like it because I've got something you're going to love.
You are going to like it.
You're really going to love it. Leah knows what I'm going to do.
Well, yeah. It can't be, it's got to be better than what we've done. So.
Well, it's going to make a lot of money instantly. Good. I can tell you that, isn't it, Leah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've seen some things and I'm just like in shock half of the time. I'm like, what in the world?
As long as I don't go to prison, I'm okay with it.
Yeah. No prison.
Good. No prison. It's all legal. All legal.
That's all that matters.
Yeah. That's what matters, so doing the right thing and making sure that it's all legal.
Finding the loopholes and beating them at their own game.
Well, that's what you've got to do.
I know.
You've got to find the loopholes work. Mm-hmm. They're there. Yeah. You know why they're there, probably? It's because they use them.
Exactly.
They use them.
Yeah,
I mean,
sense.
Think about it. Probably they use things they shouldn't use, which we don't use. But, you know, a lot of people, and we've talked about this over and over and over, how in the world do they become so wealthy by the time they leave office?
Right. Uh-huh. Everyone's got a back door.
There's an awful lot of briefcases. They're always carrying a briefcase.
Full of money. Well, you know, my daddy told me a long time ago, why would they spend millions of dollars campaigning for an office that purportedly only pays $170,000?
Why?
Well, you wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yes, that doesn't even make sense.
No, it doesn't. How rich they get.
No. You know, but working, a financial plan ultimately comes down to human behavior.
Sure.
You know, human behavior is to procrastinate.
Uh-huh.
Procrastinate. And to continue procrastinating. We're human. Right. We procrastinate. We'll say, well, why do today what we can do tomorrow? Why call David Ernest today? I'll call him tomorrow. Why start saving today? I will start. Why protect my money now? I made 30% last year in the market. Why should I call David Ernest? I want to make another 30. Remember?
Well, you might not.
That gambler on crack?
Oh, yeah.
And and something does crack, but it's not the crack he wants.
Well, you stay in a groove long enough, it becomes a rut.
Yeah, I know. And I'm not against the market. I'm all about the market. Market needs to be utilized in the right way.
Absolutely.
And there's a lot of good financial folks out there that use the market, and they have good intentions. But when you're an asset preservationist, the intentions like mine are to absolutely make sure absolutely, positively, that you cannot lose
your assets. Yes, sir.
Right.
and make lots of money to boot.
Ooh.
That is what it's all about.
Win-win.
And the only way you can do a guarantee is to use an insurance company's portfolio, because they can legally guarantee you from loss. Them and the government are the only ones that can guarantee, really, that I know of. I mean, can you think of anything else a person can guarantee, but what's it worth?
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
Your advisor could say, I guarantee that you're going to make such and such. Well, how in the world are they going to do that?
Uh-huh.
Not even I can guarantee that you're going to make such and such, but I can guarantee you won't lose,
right.
And I'll guarantee that you'll make a minimum amount.
Right.
But I can tell you the averages, and the average bear, the average portfolio makes a lot of money in our portfolios over time.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is, when you don't have a lot of time, is what's going to happen to your portfolio and your dime when you don't have a lot of time if the market goes bad.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we do know that there's a lot of effort going on right now about taking over the political machinery of this country. And we all know that most of us are what we call Trumpeters. We're Trumpers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Trumpers. And so I'm saying Trump your retirement. Absolutely Trump your retirement. But when you Trump it, lock it in. Trump it and lock it in every year or two. Lock it in and Trump by using that market when it's good and lock it in. But there's a lot of other things you should be doing. You know, you see these folks work a long, long time.
Right.
And they've got money and they want it. Oh, we got a call.
I have a
all
call.
Right, all right.
Ooh. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, you're
Hi.
On the air. Hello? I don't know what's going on. I got the button pushed and everything. Caller, are you there? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Turn it back off.
Well, maybe they'll call back.
Maybe.
Well, David, if someone does come to get an appointment, like come and meet you for an appointment, what should they bring with them?
Good question.
Well, yeah, that is a very good question. First of all, don't be bashful to bring everything, including the kitchen sink, if you can get it in the door. We like to make you feel warm and fuzzy, talk about anything you've got a question on, that if we can talk about it or give you an opinion. What I have found is a lot of folks ask a lot of questions. Now, I'm not a CPA. I'm not a lawyer. But as an insurance consultant and a retirement consultant person, we have to work that game. But we put those folks in play. In other words, when you go to a generalist physician, like your daughter, your dad, he puts it in play. If he says that you need to go talk to a cardiologist, he sends you to one, okay?
Right.
So if I look at something, and I'll give you an example. Let's say you come in the door and you've got a lot, you know, some money. Maybe it's not a lot. Maybe it's $50,000. Maybe it's $100,000. Maybe it's $200,000 or $300,000. Maybe it's $1,000,000. I don't know. But you say, hey, I built all this money, and I'm getting really old. Or maybe you say my parents have built up this money, and they're getting really old.
Right.
How can we keep that money from going away, you see?
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to know that the government doesn't get all the money all the time.
Amen.
Because just like the Secure Act, that act that got put on us back in December, it was a bad act.
Absolutely.
Right. It was the worst tax increase in history from my perspective.
And you're not hearing anything about it?
You're not hearing a word about it.
Nope.
You're not hearing a word about it.
Nope.
And it's because everybody that's involved in it are in cahoots, just like they were Obamacare.
Yep.
And I hate to say this, even our good friends, the Republicans, were involved with this backstabbing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
They were involved. They made deals. I can tell you a long, long time ago, I found out how deals were made in Montgomery, Alabama. Emory Fulmer made a deal with some politicians about... he wanted a pay raise passed, and he didn't want to be the one that passed it or had anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
So he had a councilman get slaughtered over it because he was the one vote that won. I learned a long time ago that favors are paid and made
mm-hmm.
behind those big doors in the back.
Absolutely.
And that's when we brought in, Bradley Byrne. Bradley Byrne and what's that councilman up there in Huntsville that's Mel Brooks?
Mo Brooks.
They both, you know, kind of tried to break through the doors there, and the Democrats tried to throw them out. But that was because it was bipartisan. But when you have a bipartisan backdoor deal like the Secure Act, you're screwed. You can't get out the back.
Pretty much.
You can't even get out the front. You're done. So we've been cooked on this deal. So now, since we've been cooked and rooked, what we got to do is figure out how to come out better anyway.
Right.
And there's ways to come out better anyway, and they haven't monkeyed with those yet, but we're not going to remind them, right? No. We're just going to do our deals.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so that's where CPAs, attorneys, and folks like me come into play. That's why we have jobs. Mm-hmm. We can figure out things that you could do anyway to secure your act instead of the Secure Act unsecuring your act.
There you go. Well, it starts with calling David Ernest at 272-9228 right now. And talk to this man. He can definitely preserve your assets, because that's what you want, folks.
Well, you know, young folks are different. And, you know, they're different. They can't help it. They're younger. They have more time.
Out of their hands.
You know, but we're all similar. We all want to have a secure life.
Sure.
We want our families taken care of. We want our assets taken care of. And it really hurts, even a young person, it hurts to see their assets cut in half.
Sure. Yeah.
When you get a portfolio and it says you got a, you know, $100,000, and you look at it the next month and it says $50,000, believe me, your heart aches. You won't see that so much with me. If you're an older person, you won't see it at all. It'll never happen.
Right.
It can't happen.
Right.
Because it's guaranteed. And that's another word you'll never hear.
Guaranteed?
The word is forbidden to be used. Like, if you're in the securities business and you use the word guaranteed, they're coming after you.
Oh, wow.
Because it's forbidden. And the reason why is because none of it's guaranteed. Think about it. Are stocks guaranteed?
No.
So if you use the word in their back offices, if the word guaranteed comes across an email or something like that, it flags it, it redlines it, and they come in like, wow, why did you put that word in there?
Wow.
You know, I've been in that situation years and years ago. I said, I do not want to be in this situation where I cannot guarantee that you can't lose your money guaranteed by the insurance company. And I can say it without someone getting me.
Right.
You see, it's important. Now, young folks, you don't need to use absolute guarantees. You need to be absolutely using some guarantees, but you need to be also using stuff that's aggressive. But as you get older, you need to get off that high and get off that drug and get into stuff that are a lot better for you as you age. Because older people can't take what a younger folks can take.
No.
And we just don't have the reflexes to do it anymore.
No, we don't get up and brush ourselves off like we used to.
No. So I guess the phone call's not coming. You got any more questions, Leah?
So for, like, life insurance policies, I know that we kind of touched on that, but, like, why would someone get a term life instead of a whole life policy?
Good question. Well, I hate to hear these people.
Someone's calling.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, let's see if we can make this thing
work. See if we can make this work. We'll go back to her question.
Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey. This is Procrastinator
101. I've been waiting on your call. They told me you would be calling.
Well, at least I've made the effort to make a call. I had a question about, you've talked some about pensions and the investment vehicles that you speak of for asset preservation. I wanted to know if you happen to have a pension, does it work kind of like a IRA rollover, or do you have to cash out and pay tax
for
entering the vehicle?
Okay, first of all, that's a very good question. Very good question. We want you to roll it over tax-free and keep it tax-deferred. If it's a pension, we do not incur taxes any worse or any than anyone else, because it would be an IRA rollover.
Okay.
Okay, does that answer your question?
It does. So it tax-wise, it's very similar to IRA rollover. You don't cash out and have to pay taxes on the front side.
Correct. We do, we actually do IRA rollovers because we have to do what the law says, okay? And we want to protect you from taxes, okay? So anything that the tax law has in that arena, rollovers, IRAs, all that, we do all that. That's what we do. But what we do is inside the portfolio, we fix it where it can't lose after you roll it over.
Gotcha. I just didn't know at all how pension rollovers work, so I appreciate you answering that question.
And I want to say this before you hang up.
Yes, sir.
The SECURE Act did admit in a roundabout way that locking in your assets was important because they put annuities inside them. They did put them in there where that they're encouraging them to be used, more or less, because they're afraid. Actually, the politicians know that the meltdown could occur. And if it does occur, they don't want to be paying for everything that could in those losses. So they're putting those in there to make sure that people that need to use them can use them. But they're very obsolete compared to what I can do. They're very, very obsolete. So rolling out is going to be, in my opinion, 100,000 times better, but I'll have to show you.
Okay. One other question. I just felt like the SECURE Act just blindsided everybody.
Mm-hmm. It sure
and
did.
Because
it
is did. There any, how does something like that get repealed, but with it sliding through, with Democrats and Republicans, it's like they have no desire to undo it.
No, they don't.
Too
have
late.
Any, no.
They slid it past us before we could.
Let me ask you this. How many days or how many times in a politician's ability or history do they see a way to increase taxes substantially with and being able to deny that they've never increased taxes, but yet they increased them beyond your wildest dreams? Think about that opportunity.
Right.
They had it and they took it.
Mm-hmm. Very rare.
That's why it passed. They put a huge tax on IRA people that are trying to roll it over to an inheritance. And they made all of those trusts that were designed to control those IRAs obsolete. So if you've got one of those, you need to be looking at it. You can give me a call.
Gotcha. Thank you so much
You're
for
welcome.
The information, and enjoy the show.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. All right, that was
Thank
good.
Thank you.
That was great.
It was a good question.
Yes.
And people are listening, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're listening.
They
and,
are.
You know, it is a shame that we are not privy to what our leaders are doing to us.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a shame that we're not privy to, and I'm not so sure that all of the politicians even understood what they were doing.
Probably
because
not.
If they had, why would they have all done it? Because it had to have hurt a lot of them, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know how many pages the SECURE Act was. How big of an act was it? Was it 6,000 pages?
I don't know how many pages it was, but it had a lot of things in it.
It's too much to read. Most of them can't read it.
Oh, no. No.
I don't know if some of them can even read.
That's what I'm wondering.
I mean.
That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think a lot of it, too, was they say, well, if you'll vote for this, then we'll vote for that.
Right.
And, you know, they do trade-offs. Just like
yes.
I said, Emory Farmer got a pay raise for the city council, and he got to say he didn't have anything to do with it, but he had everything to do with it.
Exactly.
You know, and that's the way it worked. And I'm not knocking Emory Farmer. He was
right.
a politician from the word go.
Sure.
Anybody who can fool you into thinking that they didn't raise your taxes or your expenses, and they were the culprit, they're pretty slick.
You know, I remember Ronald Reagan talking about, you know, raising taxes and how he wouldn't do it. I think he raised taxes 16 times.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
everybody loves Reagan because
yeah,
they
right.
don't think about
it. Remember the right. Read My Lips,
exactly.
No New Taxes?
Yeah,
that was the first Bush. You
yes.
know, yeah,
he raised
read
taxes
my list,
too.
Right? Yeah,
they all did.
They all get into these situations where they've had a lot of stress and pressure put on them. They want them. They need the money for various special things. And
uh-huh.
I mean, there's always going to be taxes. There's no way around
yes.
it.
Yeah.
But do you want to be the main blunt of the taxes?
No.
Or do you want to? Do you want your assets and your retirement protected from all of that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, then you need to call me, 279-7431, and I can do it for
exactly
you.
Exactly right.
Yes.
Did you see the audit where the Pentagon is, they can't account for, is it $12 trillion now?
Oh,
Can't account for it.
Don't know where it went. I think it was in commode lids or something. I don't know.
$100,000
commode lids.
Exactly.
Now, I mean,
it's crazy.
The reason why I say that is it's been a few years ago. They were charging like $300 or $400 for commode lids and $1,000 for hammers. And I just crazy stuff out there.
Maybe Nancy Pelosi ripped it up.
Yeah, maybe she did.
She's vile.
Oh, listen. She knows that she's doing what she's doing to get the vote, because I'm just going to be blunt about it. The people who are swarming in there and needing to have what their protection and come on in and vote without even being a citizen.
That's insane.
That's what it's all about. You know, there's an advertisement where Obama is saying, you know, that these people shouldn't be coming over and they shouldn't be doing this and that.
Yeah.
And that was just, what, four years ago?
Mm-hmm.
8 years ago.
Yeah.
So what changed?
Because Trump said it.
Yeah. Political landscape.
There you go.
It all changes with the wind.
But when it comes right down to it, you need to be protecting your assets, my friend. No matter what changes with the wind,
that's right.
Protect your assets. The stock market's big. Protect your assets. Take it off the table. Take that winning off the table and keep winning, but no losses.
That's right. Well, you better do it while Trump's in office, because when he's the protector. When he's gone, things are going to get messy.
Oh, my God.
In my opinion.
They could. Yeah, definitely. Well, they may get really messy here pretty soon.
True.
You know, it's not sounding or looking good to me about what's been going on lately.
Well, what scares me, David, is, and we've talked about this before, is the economy, the stock market and the economy, to me, are two different things.
The stock market's
blowing and going while you've got stores closed. Crystal's just declared bankruptcy.
I could
go on and on.
Yeah.
They're all declaring bankruptcy. That tells me the economy's not doing so well.
No. Well, the stock market reacts down the road or before. It's never timing right.
Yeah.
You know, like it goes up ahead of time when you're recovering, way before the recovery.
Mm-hmm.
It goes down way before the drop.
So is it speculation?
That's right.
The stock market?
Yeah, absolutely. If it goes down before the economy actually goes down, of course, if you got some kind of plug that pulls out of the bathtub and it sucks the life out of it, sort of like what happened in 2008. I mean, that just... But seriously, I was told by some old folks, get out of derivatives, get out of the stock market. Derivatives are about to crash. Now, nobody really knew what derivatives are. Mortgage-backed securities were part of it. They were selling them, playing with them. And it's just like, sort of like that Bitcoin, you know, when it got run up so high. It didn't really exist. When something really doesn't exist, it's sort of like an open... There was a stock the other day that I heard ran up so high that when it ended up crashing, and the reason why it crashed is it never had any value anyway, and when people realized it, they all left.
So it's just a digital image or a number.
It is.
Yeah. It's all human characteristics to want to be, you know, the first one. And, but nobody wants to be the last one.
No.
Because that's the one who ends up paying for everything. Have you ever gone out to eat with somebody or a crowd and everybody leaves and you're the last one holding the bill? You know what I'm talking about?
You don't want to be
the last one holding the stock market or investment or retirement bill.
That's right.
You know,
us old folks, it would be you do not want to be the one without a chair when the music stops.
No, you don't. So, you know, there's a lot of things we can talk about. And what I don't want to be talking about in 6 months from now, 3 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, whenever it happens, is people said, well, you know, I wished I had done that, you know.
Yeah.
But you can only do things before they happen.
Right.
You know, it's just like people who bought Microsoft. They had to buy it before it went up, you know. But
that's right.
The people who had Yahoo needed to dump it before it went down, you know?
Right.
And
timing is everything.
Timing is everything. But if you can lock in as you go, then you know your time will never come where you will lose what you've got. And that's what's important.
Yeah. Wise words.
Yep.
Indeed.
But tomorrow night, now, we're going to be more on the conspiracy side.
Oh, good.
Yes, yes, yes. It's going to be a wonderful, wonderful...
should be fun.
Yeah, yeah. It will be. Because we got an expert here who knows all about stuff like that.
And I'm glad she's here.
Oh, no,
not me.
Right.
Not me.
Oh, well, I tell you what.
I wouldn't go straight to expert.
Well, you know, there's a lot of folks that enjoy the conspiracy show, and I'm one of them. And I feel an honor in being able to do this with you, Terry. And thank you so much for coming up here on your off day and or your work day, whatever, and you know, giving us your time.
Oh, my pleasure.
While Rusty had to go and do his thing.
My pleasure. I'm just, the Chris Claghorn thing really threw me for a loop.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
it's
a sad thing. It's really sad. And for you folks out there who really want to help, Chris is a disabled veteran, and he's in need of, you know, money to pay off the expenses that he is going to incur. With this thing that happened with his son. And it was such a shock because he was with us on Friday night at the Veterans
show.
He
was. And then it was, like, seriously, like, the next day.
It was, like, the next day.
It was, yeah, and he posted about it on Facebook, and I was like, oh, my gosh, David. And then the next day we got a message.
Yeah. Oh. And, you know, they said it was from the flu.
Yeah.
So get your flu shot.
Yes, guys. The
Don't
flu
wait.
Is dangerous.
Lock your retirement in. Don't wait.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yes.
Be ready.
Don't
be ready. It's been a good show.
It's been fun.
Yeah. So if anyone wants to call before we go away.
Yep, 272-9228, and I promise I'll answer.
Well, and guys, on their Facebook, Emily or Chris Claghorn, there is a GoFundMe page that you can donate at. And they have a place where you can sign up to, like, deliver their family meals if you wanted to do that instead. And you'd have to, there's, like, some rules and stuff of, like, what they can't, I don't know, like, kind of what they can have or, like, how much to bring. Not really what they can have, but it's, like, takethemameal.com.
Wow.
And so they're on that.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that information.
No, not a problem.
That just breaks my heart. Yeah.
You know, it really, when it hits home like that, it really, really shakes you up. I mean, it happens every day.
It does.
But when it happens to somebody you know and love and care about,
right.
It really, 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 really shakes you up. And Chris, if you're listening, we love you, man.
Amen.
We're sorry this you're having to go through this, but you got a lot of folks out there that love you and your family,
praying
for you, and we really want to be there for you.
Yeah.
You mean a lot to us, and just want your family to know that we are thinking about you and we love you.
Amen. Right. Well, folks, it's been fun. This has been Health and Wealth. We have a last second call. Hey, caller, you got about 30 seconds.
This is Nancy.
Hey, Nancy.
I was calling about the life insurance.
Mm-hmm. Nancy, we're about to run out of time.